Recently, I was out for groceries and on this particular visit to a store, I was asked more than 3 times within it for a donation to separate charities. It is apparent there is great need out there. One thing is for sure, with the exorbitant current increase in living expenses including food, households don't have as much indispensable income to go around. On the other hand, it always seems like the less fortunate are the ones who suffer the most, and at this time of the year it's much more evident. I am sure most people's hearts are in the right place, with the desire to support as many charities as possible. So there must be some practical solutions to implement to be able to give generously to as many as possible. For those that give to the charities of their choice, the gift of giving is a godsend to the charity but also does wonders for the generous hearts. As we all know, it is more blessed to give than receive, and a person only knows how wonderful it is after they have given unselfishly. Wherever you stand on the income scale, stretching charitable dollars or time should begin with a little planning, says Nathaniel Sillin, in the article 5 Ways to Be Charitable on a Budget found online at practicalmoneyskills.com. The bottom line, he says, is, making a difference in the world doesn't always require big bucks, but big know-how helps. Check your finances first, research charities you're interested in and investigate how small donations of time, money and physical items can make an impact. It is inevitable. We all need to live within our means, so it is always best to access one's needs before spending money we don't have. Another practical solution is to choose your charities of choice, rather than feeling obligated to give to every charity out there. As I said before, the needs are much greater than an individual's personal resources. I personally believe charity starts at home, and then branches out to the community you live in outward from there to our province, nation and beyond. I am sometimes overwhelmed with our governments that seem to send millions and trillions of dollars to other countries in support of others' needs, when there seems to be great need right here in our country to meet the needs of our less fortunate. If we can't make it work here, how can we export it? Just reviewing this issue of this edition, my heart is overwhelmed with the needs of our community. But knowing the community in which we live, the people of Moose Jaw always come through in support. We may not all support the same endeavors, but somehow, someway, generosity seems to abound. I have always admired the work the Salvation Army has done over the years and continues to do for the less fortunate. Many charities not only require financial support, but they also need volunteers to assist in their fundraising endeavors. Right now they are looking for volunteers for their kettle campaign and many others. Our local food bank is always in need of replenishing so the less fortunate can survive. Thanks to everyone who filled bags for the recent Better Together food drive, totaling 43,345 pounds of food. On another note, the Hunger in Moose Jaw, I Bought Lunch campaign is still ongoing and looking for financial support. Moose Jaw's local women's shelter, Transition House, is always in need of financial support. Kudos to the 16 gentlemen who will brave a cold night out in winter conditions to fundraise in this endeavor. Our own reporter, Gordon Edgar, is passionate about the cause and has agreed to participate and fundraise. You are welcome to drop by the office located at 468 High Street and make a donation to Transition House on his behalf. The Moose Jaw Express office will meet all donations to a total of $500. The views and opinions expressed in this article are those of the author, and do not necessarily reflect the position of this publication.